There you go. If I could call this 1,398th meeting of the Board of Directors to order, I would ask Mr. Downey for the certification of the Board Executive Session.
Chairman, I move that the Board certify Board Executive Session, that is of July 24th, 2014, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under Board Bylaws Article 10, and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the Board. Move that motion.
Here a second?
Second.
Not hearing any discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? I would ask for an approval of the agenda. Motion made.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Next is approval of the minutes of the meeting of June the 26th. Motion for approval made by Hudgens. Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. As opposed. Next we have public comment. We have Michael Call. Michael Hall, there you go. Up to the microphone. I would remind you that we have a 2-minute limit on public comment. So.
I want to read something that happened to me last year. My name is Mike Paul. For over 9 years, I've been operating heavy equipment for the state of Maryland, State Highway Administration. Often working overtime and receiving great evaluations. Last August, I applied to Metro so that I could spend more time with my 14-year-old son. I passed all the interviews with top scores. The interviewer told me no one had ever explained how to operate the equipment better. He also said he can't wait to start working with me. I was so happy because I was very confident that I had the job. But 2 months later, I still hadn't heard anything. I received a letter from First Choice, the third-party company that's running Metro's criminal and background investigation. They said that they had found a drug charge from 12 years ago and recommended that Metro not hire me. I called First Choice for an explanation of why I can't work for Metro when I've been working for the state of Maryland for over 9 years, when even the state of Maryland trusts me to oversee road crews and inmates and correctional officers. When the Metro interviewer told me I was best qualified applicant, why can't I work for Metro? I was told that First Choice only checked for criminal records and Metro write the policy. I called Metro next. I was told again that no matter what the qualifications I have, my experience, or how much the supervisor wanted me, under the current hiring policies, I cannot work for Metro. Thank you.
Thank you. And could someone from HR talk to Mr. Hall? Thank you. There were no other individuals signed up for public comment. I would recognize Mr. Sheehan for the report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee.
Bill says, don't break the mic. Good advice. Thank you. Thank you for having me here today. I'm here to report that the projects that we're looking at, the lighting project and the bus stop project, are still well underway, still according to schedule, so we're very pleased with with both of those projects. Thanks to you. We have a full slate of new members. We have spent the last month with them. We're putting them on bus stop accessibility working groups and subcommittees and the lighting subcommittee. So I think we're going to, after, by the time we get together back again in September, we should be moving very smartly through those projects. I think as we also visited the Silver Line, a couple Silver Line stations, we appreciate the accessibility issues that we addressed. I think it was in June. And we had a full discussion with respect to the accessibility issues on the Silver Line, which I think is very, very well done. And the things that we saw were relatively minor, and they were taken down, and I think they'll be addressed as far as those two stations are concerned. Was very pleased with what I saw as a visually impaired person with the two stations that we saw. I think that mobility training is going to be important. If you're visually impaired, there's a lot of walking, but the facilities look good. The accessibility looked good. The lighting I was very pleased with, which is something we'll have to look at maybe in a couple of months when it's darker a little bit at a little bit earlier time frame. We appreciate the ability to take a look at that and you working with us to let us look at the Silver Line. I think after the opening on Saturday, certainly there'll be more comments, and we certainly will direct them through the appropriate channels to make sure things get done. I think those are the major issues that we have. I think it's exciting for us to have the new members on the committee. They have a variety of backgrounds and expertise, so I think that we're going to get good work product with respect to the lighting campaign and the bus stop accessibility, which I know you're interested in. We have our set of bylaws, which I think are about 95% complete, updated from, I think it's been 2 or 3 years. So they will be finished up sometime in early August. We'll send them to you, and if there are any questions or we need to work through some paragraphs or issues or whatever, we're pleased to do that. But I think, all in all, the committee is extremely pleased with the support we're getting, the way the plans are going forward, and we appreciate the staff support that we get on a continual basis, and look forward to another great year. Thanks. Any questions for me?
Thanks. Any questions for Mr. Chan? Thank you for the report.
Thank you.
Next is the report of the Writers Advisory Council. Ms. Walker.
Hi.
Good morning.
You all have our formal report, which is in your board agenda pack. So I'm just going to get a few highlights. I think the big news for us is the increasing cooperation with the Accessibility Advisory. We've had some joint meetings. We went on a joint tour of the Silver Line, and we're also exchanging information about how we can both have more effective lives. I really appreciate the board's taking the action to appoint new members to replace those who have resigned. I will be reporting on the results of exit interviews that I conducted with those people so we can use that information to have an even more effective. We were very, very happy to have an early opportunity to see the Metro Rail new signage contract. The Accessibility Advisory Committee has more complete comments, but we will be making some formal comments and also giving a copy to you. And finally, all I can say is I am excited. I feel like a kid waiting for Christmas or Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or the end of Ramadan, because the Silver Line is opening on Saturday. And I thought about what anticipation meant, and it's not entirely a joyous feeling. There's some degree of anxiety because you never know if you're going to get what you want. So what I am hoping for is the best possible outcome revenues that exceed expectations, the ability of the WMATA staff to nimbly fix the little glitches, and I'm particularly concerned about riders on the blue line and hope that every attempt will be made to do what needs to be done to get those riders content. But there is a buzz on in this city. Even my car-driven family is excited about the SoCal Metro. So with that great anticipation, that ends my report.
Thank you. Chair's report would only recognize that if there is anyone on the eastern seaboard of the United States that does not know that the Silver Line is opening on Saturday, it's opening on Saturday at noon. We also have an item that I would ask for approval, and that is a resolution, as Ms. Walker mentioned, that we're appointing three new RAC members to fill existing vacancies, and that this resolution would appoint Caroline Kim and Pablo DeStefanis to the RAC representing the District of Columbia, and Deborah McKenzie as an at-large representative. And I would make the motion to approve the resolution. Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The general manager's report.
While the Silver Line launch later this week is grabbing all the attention, as we've just discussed, I'd like to take a moment to highlight another new rapid transit service being introduced in August. Metroway will be the first bus service in the region to operate on dedicated bus-only lanes. Metro has been working with the City of Alexandria and Arlington County to bring Metroway to the Crystal City Potomac Yard corridor. Beginning August 24th, the new service will operate on a dedicated transitway for the most congested portions of the route in Alexandria, providing riders with a quicker, more frequent service between Braddock Road Metro Rail Station and Crystal City stations. Metroway buses will stop at new weather-protected stations that are fully accessible. Additional amenities will be added to the stations in the coming months, including real-time arrival screens and curbside ticket kiosks. The off-board fare collection machines will be another first for the Metro bus system and the region. It will speed boarding and improve service reliability along the route. The service will continue to expand in the coming year when Arlington County opens another stretch of dedicated bus lanes between South Glebe Road to Crystal City. Metroway will provide a high-quality travel option along congested Route 1, and we hope it is the beginning of more dedicated bus-only lanes to come in the region. Now, when it comes to the Silver Line, we're at T-minus 2 and counting to service launch. We've been counting down since Metro took control of the line in late May, so I think we're all excited to be so close to the start of passenger service, and we just heard that excitement a few moments ago. I'd like to review the recent actions that have been taken to ensure the system is ready to open safely and reliably on Saturday. We are now in the fifth day of simulated service on the Silver Line, and I am pleased with what we've seen. Since Sunday, trains have been running along the Silver Line the same schedule as they will once passenger service begins. This allows us to ensure that everything, from signals to traction power to rail car mechanics, perform in an integrated fashion throughout the system. The week of simulated service also marks the final stage of familiarization for Metro employees. Station managers have taken their posts in the five new Silver Line stations, and Metro employees are being provided the opportunity to visit the new stations and familiarize themselves with the service. In addition, we now have certificates of occupancy for the five new stations, which allows us to open the stations to the public. And Metro's safety department has completed the final safety and security certification of the Silver Line and submitted it to the Tri-State Oversight Committee. With the occupancy certificates and safety certification in hand, along with five successful days of simulated service under our belt, the system is ready to welcome aboard our customers on the 26th. The first Silver Line train will leave Wheelie Reston East Station shortly after 12 noon, following an opening ceremony and ribbon cutting with federal, state, and local officials. We're expecting more than 500 individuals to attend the event, all of whom have played a critical role in guiding the Silver Line to our opening day. The speakers on Saturday will be U.S. Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, District of Columbia Mayor Vincent Gray, Congressman Frank Wolf, Jerry Connolly, and Jim Moran, Virginia Delegate Kenneth Plum, Fairfax County Board of Supervisors Chairman Sharon Bulova, Tom Davis from the Airports Authority Board of Directors, and Kathy Hudgens and Tom Downs representing Metro's Board of Directors. I look forward to seeing everyone this weekend for a very special celebration. In addition to the festivities out on the rail line on Saturday, we will be launching a new television ad announcing the opening of the Silver Line to catch those few people who didn't catch it yet. Most of you have probably seen the TV ads that are currently airing. The first round of advertisements takes a tongue-in-cheek approach to the benefits that the Silver Line will provide workers, families, and singles in the region, using the tagline, "Look alive, Metro riders, good times are ahead." The new ad, which we will preview here today, was created as a celebration of the Silver Line, and I think you'll agree that it reflects the positive, upbeat attitude about the new service that we've been hearing directly from the riders about. I don't want to spoil the show for you, but let's just say there's a lot of dancing in this new spot. The song you'll hear is called Escapee, performed by the group Architects in Helsinki, who I've been informed are neither architects nor from Helsinki. The dance movements were choreographed by Michael Stokes, a D.C. resident, and the ad was filmed at the new Wheelie Reston Avenue Reston East Station inside the transportation center on the north side of the station in the neighborhood adjacent to the station. The spot features 30 dancers from the National Capital Region, ages 8 to 78, including Mr. Leo, a 78-year-old resident of Forestville, Maryland, who accredits his longevity and great dance moves to healthy living. 15 Metro employees joined in on the fun, including bus and rail operators, Metro Transit police, station managers, and car maintenance staff, all of whom have been recognized in the past for their dedication to safety and exemplary customer service. We also had two extraordinary local business leaders participate who have been terrific champions of Metro and Momentum, Michael Kaplan, Executive Director of the Tysons Partnership, and Jim Calkin, President and CEO of the Fairfax Chamber of Commerce. We originally thought that Jim and Michael might stand on the sidelines, as I would, and wave as the dancers pass by, but as you'll see, they're good sports and, as it turns out, enthusiastic dancers. What I'm going to play now and what the entire region will see in the coming days portrays the infectious good spirit surrounding the launch of the Silver Line. We are ready to go here at Metro. Fairfax County is excited for the start of service, and the entire region will soon have the opportunity to explore new connections on the Silver Line. Good times are truly ahead.
Play video.
Mr. Chairman, that concludes my remarks, and see you on Saturday.
Thank you. You're a hard act to follow. Yeah, that's right. We understand that you're going to be leading the dance. Next, we have the report by Customer Service and Operations, Ms. Hudgens.
This is exciting, but not just as exciting as we just had. Customer Service and Operations Committee had presented one action item at its July 10th meeting, the FY 2015 bus service adjustment request for public hearing. We have a pretty good process in place that brings forward service adjustments for the many sources, including customer input, priority corridor plans, service evaluation studies, community meetings, and ongoing staff evaluation of bus service criteria measurements, including cost effectiveness and service productivity. Holding those public hearings are very important. They provide the opportunity for stakeholder input to learn about service proposals and provide formal feedback about them in fulfillment of the federal Title VI requirements and WMATA's board adopted policy on public hearings for major service adjustments. All service changes will be cost neutral, and the committee moved for recommendation for approval. Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve the public hearing schedule for Metro bus service changes and a fare reduction on one route. And that's a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Motion made. Do I hear a second? Do I hear any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just the indication that the public hearings will be scheduled in the time frame of October or sometime thereafter, and staff will be working on subsequent implementation sometime in 2015.
Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Report by Finance and Administration Committee, Mr. Costa.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The following five items were referred to the board at the July 10th meeting of the Finance and Administration Committee. The first one is that staff sought board approval of the updated agreement between WMATA and the District of Columbia for reduced DC student fares on Metro Bus and Metro Rail, which reflects recent fare policy and technological changes, and requested authorization for the GM and CEO to execute the agreement. I'd like to move approval of the resolution.
Second.
A motion made and seconded. Do I hear any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
The next item is that staff sought approval of a new FY 2015 capital reimbursable project for the District of Columbia for repairs to the parking garage at Minnesota Avenue Station. That would include increasing the FY 2015 capital reimbursement budget by $723,000 with funding provided by the District of Columbia. It also authorizes the GM CEO to execute an MOU with DC and establish a new reimbursable project for garage repair work. I'd like to move approval.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Next up is that staff sought a board authorization for the GM CEO, Chief Financial Officer, or Treasurer to negotiate and execute interim financing in an amount not to exceed $250 million with terms not more of 1 year and an interest rate not to exceed 1.5% per annum. I'd like to move approval.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Next up is that staff sought approval of changes to the board's bylaws that are needed to complete the board's actions with respect to the FMO. The changes will direct the board's audit and investigations committee to set expectations for the external auditor, review a risk analysis of external auditor findings, resolve any disagreements regarding audit findings, and ensure audit awareness training for board members. I'd like to move approval of this resolution.
Motion made and seconded. Do I hear any discussion? Hearing none, all those in
favor. Normally, this kind of a change would come through the Governance Committee, but the members of the Governance Committee were present at the Finance Committee meeting, heard and agreed to it.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
And finally, staff sought board approval for an additional $50 million in GM CEO reprogramming authority for FY 2014 to move budget authority between existing capital projects. like to move approval.
Motion made and seconded. Do I hear any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Next is a report by Safety and Security Committee, Mr. Downey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have one item that was originally referred to Safety and Security last month, and action was completed on it this morning. It is approval of a camera sharing access agreement. Staff had brought a resolution outlining what would be the board policy on camera sharing to allow the authority to enter into agreements to share images from certain of its security cameras with other law enforcement agencies, all under the umbrella of a federal grant that paid for the cameras. Based on board member comments, the resolution was amended prior to its approval at this morning's Safety and Security Committee to include language with respect to privacy protection for Metro's customers, to include standards regarding the use and retention of video recordings, to clearly define the terms camera network system and jurisdictional partners, to allow the general manager to notify the board in writing if in some case the resolution's principles are deemed inappropriate for a particular camera sharing agreement, and to add a paragraph under principles that sets forth important prohibitions relating to how the live video would be viewed. With those changes and amendments, I would move the resolution.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Report by the Governance Committee, Mr. Dyke.
Mr. Chairman, the following actions were referred to the board by today's July 24th meeting of the Governance Committee. Approval of revisions to the board's code of ethics as it relates to confidentiality and fiduciary duty. We have been working in collaboration with our jurisdictional partners to address concerns they identified in the proposed revisions to the code of ethics presented to the Governance Committee in April of this year. The ongoing discussions included a meeting and phone conversations with the Maryland Secretary of Transportation, District Interim Director of Transportation, Virginia Secretary of Transportation, and their various staffs. Today, the committee is referring the principles of fiduciary duties and confidentiality, which is Attachment A of the resolution for board approval. The language included in these materials represents the agreed-upon language by the jurisdictional stakeholders. The Governance Committee is committed to review the remaining Code of Ethics revisions no later than September 2014. We plan to bring those to the full board no later than October 2014. And before I move approval, let me also just thank the various members from the jurisdictions who have worked with us in collaboration to get to this point, and we hope to continue that collaboration going forward. And I'd also like to publicly thank the General Counsel for her tiring efforts to make sure this effort comes to fruition. With that, I'd like to move approval of the resolution as presented.
Motion made. Second. Motion made, seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. We have
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I would like to be recorded as abstaining on this issue. As a federal appointee, my appointment here is to serve the authority to the best of my individual judgment. I think the issues relating here are issues having to do with relationships between, among, and within the jurisdictions, and however that's resolved, we'll work with it. But I think it may have some long-term consequences that we haven't thought through.
I'll also check my federal.
So we're recording two federal abstentions. Thank you. We have a consent item, which is the approval of indemnification of CSX Transportation for a construction project. Motion made. Right here is motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Next, we have jurisdiction reports. The district does not have anything to report. WSTC, Mr. Nichols? NVTC, 100.
I'm as excited as the dancers were.
Amen. I thought you were, I saw you in there.
You saw me in there. I would like to say we are all anticipating Saturday the 26th, but I will share that we in Fairfax County had an opportunity to get a sneak peek at what is the garage and facility that will service the Wheely Reston East Station. And we had hundreds of citizens come out and take a peek. Mr. Dykes joined us. And the opportunity, what they've done is they've gotten a chance to see, A, where they will park their cars, their bikes, their motorcycles, their van pools, how they'll walk to the station, where the customer service office is, and all of that. And it was a great opportunity to introduce the public to what they can expect to use and what this line is really going to mean to them. So it was a nice sneak peek. And looking forward now with great anticipation for that.
All 2,200 spaces.
23, don't I?
I'm sorry, 2,300 spaces.
Mr. Chairman, could I just note for the record, in the spirit of multimodal support, that Ms. Hutchins took her bicycle and rode it to the station.
Rode my bike. And I have, and I not only rode my bike, but I now have a key to my locker.
Hey.
Continue on my bike.
Mr. Downs, might I just add, because as I was watching all the news coverage, and congratulations to the team, it has been substantial over the last week or so. I couldn't help but think to myself the amount of courage and leadership it has taken over these years to deliver this station, this line to the people of Fairfax and the whole region. And so we should really note Kathy Hudgens' leadership and courage to get this built. And I think she's going to nothing about it has been easy, but I know that it's going to be worth it. So we do owe you, all of us in the region, for standing up tall and delivering this project to the system. Thank you. I look forward to seeing
it. I think we all agree. federal government, Mr. Downey? If there's no other business to come before the board, I would... Devil, this adjourned.